The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Crazy to think about this, but right now there is a billion-dollar idea that is in someone's brain that has yet to be developed. They have maybe thought about it. They maybe told a few friends, but they've yet to actually put pen to paper. They haven't built a prototype yet. They haven't started trying to raise money. But someone right now, potentially even listening to this, has the next great billion-dollar idea, or at least multi-million-dollar idea. And that is why the Dank Tank was born. Technically, the Dank Tank was a ripoff of the Shark Tank, but it involved all those ideas you had while you were high, potentially. And you said, wow, what if we had a sitting shower? Isn't that a cool idea? And someone's like, well, that's just a bathtub. You're like, no. It's a shower, but for sitting.
There's a little seat in there.
And then people go, they have those things for handicapped people. And you go, well, regardless, it's a good idea. And then you move on.
Yeah, a lot of these ideas, you think it's original, and then you realize that it already existed and failed.
So.
Or it already existed and was very successful.
We give you the opportunity to pitch to us the greatest ideas that are currently percolating in your brain. We call this the Dank Tank. Up for grabs, tickets to see the LA Kings, and also potentially our actual money. We have invested in actual ideas in the past. Some of the ideas we've heard about on the Dank Tank have actually been developed. They are real items you can now actually go buy in stores, and it all started right here. It's time for the Dank Tank, Thanksgiving edition of the Dank Tank.
My idea is called the Blunt Etiquette Book.
Lego or Kinect set that you can put together, and you got your pipe or ball.
It's called the Dankometer.
Bug repellent, if they could make it smokable.
Instead of having a tree in your mirror, we're going to have, like, weed leaves hanging, bro.
It's wiping for your mouth. We should put popcorn out of business and start serving mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese at the movies instead of popcorn.
Yummy.
That was one of the many ideas we've received. They're not all good, but they're all very high, and some of them very original as well. Welcome to the Dank Tank. 800-520-1067.
All right, what do we got?
Let's say hi to Eric. I always like the first pitch out of the gate because it sets the tone for what type of Dank Tank this will be. Hello, Erica. Welcome to K-Rock and welcome to the Dank Tank, the Thanksgiving edition with your high ideas. What do you got?
Hi. Nice to be here.
Thank you for being on.
I actually did take a hit this morning, so it's pretty funny we have this game.
Yep.
So my idea would be to have insulated pockets so that when you have a cold beverage, a.k.a. a cold one, you can keep your cold beverage cold in your jacket, you know, if you're taking a walk or you're on the way to a Dodger game. That would be my idea.
So it's a jacket that has one insulated pocket, almost one mini cooler pocket that would be for beverages that you're drinking on the go.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I think a lot of the beverage holders, like a lot of those swell bottles and all those things are pretty effective, right? They keep things very cold.
But if you're drinking a beer and you've got an extra one you want to grab for later, you want to put it in the pocket, you don't want a warm beer that's been in your pocket. So the idea that you've got this
one cooler, she knows what I'm saying. That's right, Erica.
That's the idea. Obviously, this is a person that reached into her pocket and pulled out a warm beer too many times and said, if only this pocket was insulated, this problem would be solved.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you think about just one pretty well insulated pocket.
Does she have a name for her invention?
Let me ask. Erica, have you thought of a name yet for this insulated pocket for your extra beer?
I'd say let's call it the pack jacket. The cold pack jacket.
The cold packet jacket.
Great. Rolls right off the...
Jacket.
Yep, love it. Okay. Well, before you had a name, I wasn't sure I'm sold, but now I'm kind of sold.
Now that you came up with that on the fly, we're impressed.
The cold packet jacket for just an occasion. And that pocket could only hold one drink? I just want to clarify this, Erica.
You can have two. You'll have two on each side.
Oh,
okay. That's so many.
You walk around.
So four beers?
You look like Duffman.
Right. Duffman.
All right, well, there you go. That's the first Heidi in the
great place to start.
I had a shirt one time. I don't remember this company, but it was cool because they had basically the inside of the shirt. It was a T-shirt. They had an extra patch sewn on the inside that was meant for if you had to open a beer.
Oh, cool.
So you wouldn't, like, get your shirt all... Like, it was an extra patch, and it was literally just to basically, if you wanted to do that thing where you use your T-shirt...
And you
to
didn't want to rip your shirt
open the
or
beer.
Something, yeah.
And I thought that was a smart idea, because I had never seen that before. But that company went out of business. Let's say hi
What a beautiful, touching
let's
story.
Let's say hi
Thank
to
you.
Henry. Welcome to the Dank Tank now. High ideas, turning them into high profit. Any high idea is a good one. What's up, Henry? What do you got for us?
So... I always put a lot of ingredients on my hot dog when I go to convenience stores or 7-Eleven. So I just want to sum it up, make it easier. How about we have a jalapeno bottle with relish together on it? Like the jalapenos and relish? Why not?
I love that pitch. Great pitch. Why not?
Jalapenos and relish. Why not?
Yeah. All right.
And you know what?
Yeah.
And you could probably, and you could probably use it for... the family taco white night, because they always put weird stuff on their food, so why not?
Yeah. For white people taco night? Yeah. I would buy that.
He's right.
As long as Heinz made it.
Yeah, taco people white night. He got it.
Hey, Henry, what would you call this concoction?
Let's call it a relish peño bottle.
Relish peño.
All right.
Okay, all right.
That's a good idea right
I
there.
Would totally buy that.
What is he even pitching? I have no idea.
So he would mix the, you know how you put chopped jalapenos on your hot dog?
It's all already mixed together.
Yes, it's all already mixed together.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, you get like a spicy relish. I'm all about that.
Not the worst.
Because he's right. You go up to the hot dog thing and you have to pick out the peppers. You got to do the onions.
Right.
You got to do the relish.
It's all mixed together.
It's a lot of work.
Well, the reason they do that, Ali, is because not everyone likes everything. He's saying he likes everything, so have it all pre-made. But some people like the idea of picking a few things.
Okay, well, if this is for the people that don't, they want it all.
Let's say hi to Corey. Corey, welcome to the Dank Tank. All ideas welcome here. We'll pick our favorite, give away some tickets, and potentially even our own money. The pitches have been strong so far today.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Klein, Allie?
What's up?
So, you know, when you're in the shower and someone turns on the water at one of the sinks and your shower goes cold and you're like, hey, stop, you yell across the house, I'm in the shower. So I came up with this idea where you have these little rubber like discs, and you throw a three-pack, let's say a three-pack, and it says, stop, I'm in the danking shower. And then you put them in each sink in the house. That way, when you're super stoned and you forget that somebody's taking a shower and you go to wash your hands or something, it's right there in the sink. You're like, oh, yeah, I can't use the water.
So it's a reminder idea that you put on all the...
so before you shower, you're running around the house through every sink?
Everywhere.
Oh, here you go. I got a shower, guys. That seems like a lot of work.
Hey, you don't think just yelling to everyone, I'm going to shower for 5 minutes, don't use the sink, would work?
I love that he had to make rubber discs. Like, why is it...
I did paper plates first just to test it. And it
you made prototypes.
They're going to get wet and get ruined.
And this isn't an 80s movie. Like, I don't think that happens at every household.
Some old plumbing, it does still happen.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to have, like, some high-tech water heater or something for that not to happen.
Corey,
no, just the regular one.
Corey, what is the name for this idea, the three packs? And by the way, apparently, if you have more than three sinks in your place, you're screwed. He's got a three pack. What is the name?
Right.
What is the name for this?
Stop them in the danking shower.
Oh, got it. Okay. And then you would have to put, if you had like a washing machine, you'd have to put them on those
dishwasher.
Too.
Dishwasher.
Yeah, like a little suction cup on the back of it, so you can like just like suction it to the side.
I'm buying so many things.
All right, it's a lot of warnings. After the shower,
it's a big QVC order.
You got to walk around and pick them all up like an Easter egg hunt. Every time.
Exhausting. But I like it.
Allie, you going to invest?
I think maybe.
Allie may invest in that one.
I smell a good idea.
Stacy, welcome to the Dank Tank on K-Rock. Good morning. All ideas welcome. What do you got?
My idea is a timer that you can put your gummies in so you don't take too many too soon.
Oh, so it's like
time-release gummy situation. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people now have those automatic time dispensers for their pets. And right. It's sort of like having one for yourself for your weed.
Yeah, you eat a gummy, you think to yourself, oh, I'm not feeling anything. I'm going to take three more gummies right now. And then they all hit you at once, and you feel like you're trying to eat your own face. And this would be some sort of a time release system.
Or like you'd have to, you know how some of those, like you're not a bot, so you have to solve this problem ahead of time.
Yes.
You know, like if there's just something really quickly that's like, what's 3 + 2? And if you can figure that out, you can have another gummy.
David, you're in the Dank Tank now. We're looking for ideas that we think are worthy of our investment. We will invest tickets. We will invest potentially cash money and our time as well. Go ahead. You're in the Dank.
Sweet ditties.
Sweet ditties.
Sweet ditties. Good, sir. What's up?
Okay, mine's the speaker koozie. Because every time when I'm out, like down at the lake or camping or just wherever, I'm drinking beer, I always got to, I walk away from the portable phone. The portable speaker, and then it kind of loses its reception. So I just stick it to my koozie, and I go everywhere, and it's always playing.
Wow.
The speaker koozie.
So the speaker is built into the koozie.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What if you walk away from your drink?
Well, I'll still have the koozie.
You would walk away from the drink, but take the koozie.
All right, all right.
I thought you'd say I would never walk away from my drink.
I just put a cold one in there every time.
Yeah, okay. All right, this is just...
Seems like if something went wrong, you'd electrocute yourself.
This was just the first batch of ideas. We have not yet picked a winner because we wanted to give you some time to remember that great idea you had 6 months ago. Well, you smoked way too much indica, but
that
now,
last one exists, by the way.
Oh, it
really?
Exists.
Yeah,
sorry.
It does.
Cannot accept that last one.
Wow.
800-520-1067. If you can't get through on the phones, you can text. You can get in the message board right now, streaming on YouTube. We are K-Rock.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.